Let me show you a picture in just a second about chess players in New York. You got to see this picture because I remember this growing up. Anyway, ladies, thank you, Katie and Veridiana. Thank you very much for coming in today. I do appreciate it. And this is a good program, the Memory Cafe. A lot of people are going to need that. And who knows if all three of us might need it someday.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Oh, anytime, ladies. All right, it is 8 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. We've got CBS News at the top of the hour. Then we have Stuart in the newsroom, the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. It's all straight ahead. 8 o'clock, WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
My name is J.D. Vance from the great state of Ohio.
The Republican vice presidential nominee introduced himself to the nation on the third night of the Republican National Convention.
I promise you this. I will be a vice president who never forgets where he came from.
The 39-year-old delved into his difficult beginnings in Appalachia.
Our movement is about single moms like mine who struggled with money and addiction but never gave up. And I'm proud to say that tonight my mom is here, 10 years clean and sober.
Former President Trump will accept his party's nomination for the top spot on the GOP ticket tonight. Correspondent Robert Costa on who he will need to connect with.
What about those voters who are skeptical in the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia, or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or Milwaukee, Wisconsin? Well, they have a reason on the economy, on immigration, to step forward and say, we might have concerns with Trump's legal challenges, his conduct, but this time we're going to give him a real shot, a hearing.
President Biden's nursing a mild case of COVID as he battles growing calls to drop out of the race. CBS's Nicole Killian from the White House.
President Biden arrived back in Delaware late last night, abruptly cutting a campaign trip short in battleground Nevada after testing positive for COVID. The president took his time coming down the stairs of the plane, pausing to look around and holding on to the railing. He then slowly made his way into the car, appearing to struggle as he climbed in.
California Congressman Adam Schiff, the latest top Democrat, to warn Mr. Biden he faces the prospect of a massive loss in November. We're learning more about the gunman who tried to kill former President Trump in Pennsylvania last weekend. CBS's Meg Oliver.
20-year-old shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks. He visited the site of the attack at least once before the rally. Investigators have yet to discover a motive.
Senators at the Republican convention chased Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, demanding answers about security failures at the rally. What a long, strange trip it's been for this year's Kennedy Center honorees. The Grateful Dead singled out for profound contributions to American culture, along with a five-time Oscar winner.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Godfather director Francis Ford Coppola and Bonnie Raitt. Kennedy Center Honors will broadcast and stream on CBS in December. S&P Futures up 8, Dow Futures off 57. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine firefighters rescued a 4-year-old child from a burning home near Douglas and Yount yesterday. The child was found hidden under a bed and rushed to the hospital while two firefighters required medical attention. A police chase from Zion ended in Kenosha with a crash on Green Bay Road early this morning. A 29-year-old driver from North Chicago was arrested. Kenosha's Lake Michigan water is being retested for high bacteria levels, with results expected today. Racine beaches remain open and safe for swimming. Country Thunder is starting in Kenosha County with increased security measures. The Sheriff's Department says they're partnering with other local departments to maintain safety. Scout Troop 222 from Racine presented colors at the RNC last night. The third night of the convention featured the young scouts in a patriotic display. An F-35 fighter jet escorted a small plane out of restricted RNC airspace yesterday afternoon. The pilot, going from Indiana to Oshkosh, inadvertently entered the no-fly zone. Racine firefighters assisted veterans with limited mobility during the Salmonorama fishing tournament. The fire department helped transport participants to and from boats for the popular event. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still no word on Love.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers quarterbacks and rookies reported to training camp yesterday. The rest of the players check in for physicals this weekend with the first practice on Monday morning at 10:30. No word yet on a new contract for Jordan Love, although GM Brian Gutekunst and head coach Matt LaFleur will meet with the media on Sunday. Tight end Luke Musgrave appeared on the Cripecast podcast with Wisconsin comedian Charlie Behrens and talked about who are some of the best tight ends he's followed in the NFL.
So, yeah, I started playing tight end kind of late. So, Kelsey, Gronk, Kittle, kind of all the top. I like Hawkinson. Those guys are all pretty good. I like watching them. I'd say those guys.
NBA, Chris Middleton had surgery to both of his ankles. The Athletic reporting Middleton, who turns 33 next month, had both his ankles scoped this summer after numerous sprains this past season.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we're heading towards.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be a really nice day today, mostly sunny. It'll get to 76 for a high. The humidity will be low, and the wind will be fairly light, too, out of the north at 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, clear 59. Tomorrow, sunny 80. By Saturday, a little more humid, sunshine 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Hotel, I'm saying that kids stay for free. No problem if you have kids, bring them. They won't charge you a penny more. That wasn't the case when I was growing up. Apparently, kids were so expensive that when you pulled in to the hotel and you'd all start getting out, my dad would start kicking some of us back in. Get back in there. Get back in. Duck down. Did the front desk lady see you? Did the front desk lady? Did you make eye contact with the front desk lady? I'm not spending an extra $6 a kid. What did I say? Now we gotta wait for a shift change. Put your brother in that hockey bag. I'm gonna sneak him in that way. I got kicked out of my house all the time. As a kid, usually like around 7 in the morning when my dad would get home from work, he would just wake us up. And we go, what are we getting up for? And you go, I heard it's going to be a nice day outside. Get outside. Dad, it's like 7. It's still dark out. I remember once walking to the door, turning my dad, going, Dad, what are we supposed to do when we get outside? I'll never forget. He goes, dig a ditch. Okay. And you know what, though? We went outside and we played. And we played for 12, 13, 14 hours. Easy. But I got to tell you something. I'm a little kid. I'm gone 12, 13, 14 hours. I don't remember anybody coming looking for me. I'm gone 14 hours. No Amber Alert goes off. I come home at night. All my dad says, you in for the night? Nope, just getting a flashlight.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. We'll be right back.
It's 8:10. WRJN local news and timeless hits. Jim Morrison of the Doors. Come on, baby, light my fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Side.
from the movie Ghost and a million other movies as well. It's an older song from the 40s, The Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits with some really odd but trues. And this one, check this one out. Abraham Lincoln's son, Robert, was not at the theater when his dad was assassinated in 1865, but he was there when two other presidents were assassinated. He was with James Garfield at a train station in Washington, D.C. when he was killed in 1881, and he was in the same building in New York when William McKinley was assassinated in 1909. Now, if Dateline had been around, they would have investigated this story. He's there with two presidents that were assassinated, but not with his father when he was assassinated. That's weird, huh? Sunny, highs near 74 today. Clear tonight, low 60. Sunny with a high near 79 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny. Partly sunny on Sunday as well. Right now, 62 degrees at Radio Park. It's 8:17 with America. Sister Golden Hair at WRJN.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise, and I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Will you
America at WRJN. I got to meet America once. We were doing a concert, so I worked for another radio station at an arena, and we were the sponsoring radio station. Went backstage, and we took pictures with America. Here I had these three guys, and they were all around me, and we took this nice photograph, and the radio station hung it up. And when I left the radio station, I wanted to take it, and the general manager said, no, keep it here. We'll give it to you someday. So when I heard the station was sold and they were moving, I said, can I have the picture? And the GM said, oh, yeah, we'll send it to you. Never sent it to me. Creep. I still remember his name, too. I'll find him someday when I had that picture. Hey, you know, there's a company in the Philippines that just started giving people paid time off if they get dumped by somebody. They'll also pay for their employees' dates and weddings. As far as we know, no companies in America are doing that. Could you imagine giving somebody some extra benefits once they get dumped? Everybody in the world, in America, will be getting extra money every year because we all get dumped at one time or another. 821 WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. And got some tickets to give away this hour to the Racine Theater Guild. You may be the winner. Keep it here.
Hi, This is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at rivercitydentallaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli in Racine, open 7 days a week.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Love you like I love the show. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Got you my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. In this group, it's just great balls of fire. Like I love this shit. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine.
WRJM local news, timeless hits. It's 8:29 on your, what is today, Thursday already? Thursday morning. My goodness, where's the week going? A study found the best times to go to sleep and wake up to make yourself look good. The bedtime, best bedtime, 9:45 p.m. And the best wake-up time is 6:55 a.m. So yeah, it takes over 9 hours of sleep to make you look your best. I think I need over 9 hours to make myself look better. 6:55 a.m. is not going to work for me. See, that's why I look like I do, because I get up at 4:30 in the morning, and I'm not getting enough sleep. And then they got this woman in France, got hit by a tiny meteorite while having coffee with a friend. She's okay. She said it was really tiny. But still, you got hit by a meteorite. My goodness. It's 8:30 at WRJN, local news, time of the hits, and now it's time for the news from Civic Media, and then we head off to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with Stuart.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call says the government shouldn't control personal health decisions. Republicans want to cut into the Democrats' advantage with young voters this year. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young people face.
Whether it's home ownership, whether it's lack of salary development, you know, the struggles in trying to start families because of all of that. And I think we are going to see a massive swing in young voters in our direction because of that.
J.D. Vance is 39, one of the youngest people ever to run for vice president. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine firefighters rescued a four-year-old child from a burning building on the city's north side yesterday afternoon. It happened near Douglas and Yount. The young victim was found hidden under a bed in a room adjacent to where the fire started. He was rushed to the hospital with no word on his condition at this point. Two firefighters also required medical attention following the incident. The cause is still under investigation. Green Bay Road in Kenosha saw some high speeds and a crash after a police chase early this morning. Pleasant Prairie police say they picked up on a chase out of Zion with spike strips put out and the car crashing out at Green Bay Road and Washington Road. The 29-year-old driver from North Chicago was arrested on several charges, including drunk driving and recklessly endangering safety. They're retesting the water at Lake Michigan beaches in Kenosha with new results possibly posted today. High bacteria levels had the swim areas at Eichelman, Simmons Island, and Southport Park beaches closed. Technically, the beaches are open, but you're told not to go in the water. The beaches and water in Racine are okay. Country Thunder is kicking off in Kenosha County. The Sheriff's Department says they're mobilizing more than 100 staff members and partnering with nearby agencies to maintain safety and order. The county board declined to send law enforcement staff to the RNC because of the music festival needs. Authorities are reminding people going to the festival and those living in the area to be aware of increased traffic and to plan their routes accordingly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be a really nice day today, mostly sunny. It'll get to 76 for a high. The humidity will be low, and the wind will be fairly light, too, out of the north at 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, clear 59. Tomorrow, sunny 80. By Saturday, a little more humid, sunshine 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Thinking of getting a tattoo? But I want to get a tattoo that's unique, you know? I don't want a tattoo like everybody else. So I want to get a tattoo of a blender. A big one on my chest, you know? Then when I go to the public pool, take my shirt off, everyone will be spellbound. They'd be like, is that a blender? Born to frappe. I have unusual tattoo ideas. I think someone should get a tattoo of a dozen Easter eggs, but tell the tattoo artist to hide them. You get back in shape, you might find a golden egg.
have got tickets to the Racine Theater Guild's First Date. It's coming up shortly. You can win them at WRJN. James of the Shondells, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A woman on TikTok claims she washes all her salad in a washing machine to make sure it's all clean before she eats it. Sounds like that Seinfeld episode when Kramer used to wash the lettuce in the shower.
She wanna see the stains that it remains of all the pain she left the night before. is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
The Association of Long Comes Mary. They actually did the theme song to a movie back in 1969. You remember the movie Goodbye Columbus with Richard Benjamin and Ally McGraw? That was Ally McGraw's first big movie she was in. They did the theme song to that, Goodbye Columbus. It's a good song. Yeah, of course, the Association was, you know, hot radio property, hot music property back then. All right, we've got tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild production of First Date coming up in just 60 seconds or 30 seconds. Just listen carefully.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
I like that. Serial dater. All right, if you want a pair of tickets to go Saturday night, this Saturday night, 7 o'clock, July 20th at the Racine Theater Guild, and you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. We'll plunk the phone down on one of the callers and give you a pair of tickets. 262-634-9756. 562-634-WRJN. Phone lines are open right now. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go Saturday night to the Racine Theater Guild to see that musical, not musical comedy, more of a comedy, a romantic comedy. So give us a call right now for your chance to win at WRJN.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
All right, congratulations to Jeff. He is our latest winner of a pair of tickets to go see First Date at the Racine Theater Guild this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Hey, Jeff, do you remember your first date?
I do.
It wasn't that memorable, huh?
No, it was. I do. Yes.
Okay. All right, well, you enjoy the show this Saturday night. It opens up Friday night, so you'll be there the second night for First Date at the Racine Theater Guild. And Jeff, thanks for calling and thanks for winning and thanks for listening to WRJN, all right?
Yep.
Bye-bye, Jeff. All right.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations. I like that. All right. We've got the show opening up this Friday. We gave away all the tickets. Congratulations to our winners, and we console the people who didn't get the tickets. But you can always buy them at the Racine Theater Guild. WRJN.
Turn, turn.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, yeah, we'll be
were called the Palm Stair Steps? Because all the members of the family, they were one family, and they all were like, you know, small, medium, large, super large, and they were formed a stair step of people, five stair steps. Now, you know, you don't know if that story is true or not, but I'm pretty sure it is. A new survey asks people who are currently not incarcerated in jail what laws they break most often. These are the people that aren't in jail for murder, all right? Speeding. Everybody speeds a little bit, right? Littering. We drop stuff on the floor. We don't pick it up. Illegally downloading music, TV shows, or movies. Everybody's guilty of that. Taking stuff from a hotel room. And we're not talking about the shampoos. You can take those. We're talking about walking out with the TV, artwork on the walls, things like that. A little mini fridge. Parking. And people do that. They'll steal the TV right off and walk out of the room. They'll wait for the desk clerk not to be looking. Forget the fact that when they check the room and the TV's missing, they're going to charge a credit card for it. Parking in a no parking zone. I think we've all done that. I used to double park. Ugh. And texting while driving. I don't do it. I have done it in the past, but I don't do it anymore. I'm Don Rosen. Coming up next, Cindy Huber's here all afternoon till 2. And then comes Kurt Vollman at 2 o'clock. And filling in until the All-Star break is over, Chris Morrow's going to be in from 6 to 9 o'clock tonight. So a full schedule of personalities. I use that word loosely. No, we all have personalities. Yeah, we all have personalities. And next song is The Locomotion by Grand Funk. Remember the original version by Little Eva? Little Eva had a hit with that song because she was Jerry Goffin and Carole King's babysitter. And they wrote this song, The Locomotion. They said, why don't you try doing it? And she did it. Little Eva had a big hit with it. But this version is by Grand Funk Railroad. You keep it right here. WRJN, local news, timeless hits. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early once again.
Night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. and show him that you care. Show him that you care.